Amen?
Amen.
Then he says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. We have to be cool. What do you say, Pastor? What does that have to do with anything? Well, it's an old slogan that I came up with this week. It's cool to give him the rule. Let me say something to you. Listen to me. I want you to hear this. Really listen to this. Because you got to get a hold of this. It is cool to serve Jesus.
Amen.
The world tries to make you think it's not cool. He's the coolest man you could ever be with. Amen. Hey, the ones that don't serve God aren't cool. The Bible says they're a fool. Hello? Let's not be get caught up in the world with all the fleshy things, all right, that the devil tries to deceive us with, to steal us. God wants you and I to know it's a pretty cool thing to serve God. I don't know about you, but I think it's pretty cool that God would call me out of darkness into his marvelous light. I think it's kind of cool that God would deliver me from everything that would help me, holding me bondage. I think it's pretty cool that he heals the sick. I think it's pretty cool that he delivers captives and opens prison doors. I think it's pretty cool. I think we serve a real cool God. Amen. I think he's really cool. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on. This is a lie and deception in this world that the lie the devil is saying that to serve God isn't cool. It's the coolest thing you can do. Hallelujah. I don't know how cool you need to be or how cool you think you could be. But when you walk into a room and the whole atmosphere changes because of the one that's in you, that's pretty cool. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool? Amen. Amen. Hey. You know what's pretty cool? When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord doesn't stand against them and puts a smile on your face, even in the midst of adversity. And people look at you and say, what are you smiling at? Didn't this just happen? That's what God says. Amen. Come on now. Look at your neighbor and say, you're really cool. You're cool. Anybody got a cool step for me? All right, that might be not cool. That might be corny. I read on Facebook this week, I shared it with several people. It said, be careful not to share your secrets near cornfields. There's too many ears. Hallelujah. But there is no secret.
It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others. He'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. There is no secret what God can do.
Hallelujah. You know, I was just thinking, if serving the Lord is so cool, I should never be afraid to open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. We could say this, hey guys, I'd like to welcome you to the cool club. And the thought about this club is everyone's welcome. Everyone's welcome to this club. I better get back on my message. Well, you know what? I cannot stay calm unless I recognize how cool God is. And I've got to let that coolness of him flow down. And when things start heating up around me, I got to stay cool. Hey? All right, let me get somewhere here. Look with me in Psalms 103. We're saying be calm and to be cool. What is my point? it is cool to give God the role. Let me say this to you. I said it's cool to give God the role, but the revelation would say God has the role, and me having revelation of him having the role will help me be cool. Amen. And Psalms 103, verse number 17, the word of God says, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Another song. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. Hallelujah. He has done great things. Hallelujah. He has done great things. Bless his holy name.
Hallelujah. I don't know you, but that blesses my heart. You know, Jesus in the model prayer in Matthew chapter 6, we're talking about him's ruling. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, that give him dominion, give him the throne room. His throne room in our body is our heart. And he says, and as we pray the model prayer in Matthew 6:10, it says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. We're giving him the rule of the throne of our hearts, of our lives. And you know, the Apostle Paul in Romans 14, verse 17, he said this. He said, though the kingdom of God is not in meat or drink, but it's in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's in righteousness and peace and joy of the Holy Ghost. In other words, for us to be calm and to be cool, we've got to allow God to have rule. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And what we're talking about being added to us is peace. What we're talking about being added to us is to be calm in every situation and every circumstance because of the one that rules in us. And it's cool to let him have rule. Amen. Because when I take the rule out of his hands and place it in my own, it becomes a mess. Hello? None of us were created to do this without him. I don't know. It's just like your body. I have nursing here. I don't know exactly, but I think if your body or your brain doesn't have water within like 72 hours, 2 minutes before it dies? If oxygen and water's, I think it's like 2 minutes. All right? Huh? What was my question? My question was that we were talking about it, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, is joy, is Holy Ghost, that the calm comes by letting him have rule And our life is needed. We need him to have life, just like we need air or water in our bodies. We need the Father and the water of the Spirit of life, of God, to live a life full of joy, peace, and joy and peace. And this peace comes in the midst of tribulation. You know, come on, you look at Paul. Paul was beaten and whipped and stoned 3 times and left for dead. But Paul would say, I'm persuaded that neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature is able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. Amen? And in other words, that he was holding on to his peace, even in the midst of persecution. And the Word of God says in 1 Peter chapter 3, the Word of God says in verse 15, he says, but sanctify, sanctify comes from the Greek word hagiazo, or means to consecrate. But consecrate the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So for us to remain calm, to be calm, to be cool. Thirdly, he said, to be collected. And collected is one of the definitions of collected, means to be come together as one. Amen? And so he said, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, into the which you were called into one body. Amen? He said, we're called into one body. So look with me in Romans chapter 12. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. And as the word goes forth, it'll accomplish something in our hearts and lives. Amen? It accomplishes something in the atmosphere. Amen? And verse number 3, the word of God says, for I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching. On he that exhorteth on exhortation, and he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, and he that ruleth with diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Amen. In other words, we're collected. Be calm, cool, and collected. Collected means we're not to be bothered by everything. Everything's supposed to not bother us. Because what? We have the Prince of Peace. We have given rule in our hearts, and we're called together, and we have one another in the body of Christ. Amen. You know, the Bible says in verse 3, he says he's given each of us a measure of faith. And if faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, some measures are greater than other measures. But every measure is important. And when we come together in unity in the body of Christ, it's important that the measures come together. Because when the measures come together, then you have the fullness of Christ dwelling amongst us. Amen. Because it's expressed for each and every one. That's why the adversary wants you to feel that your part isn't important. But God wants you to know that every last one is important. And whatever takes place in the atmosphere, your measure of faith was in the atmosphere. Amen? I think that's pretty cool. I'm used to being cool. I was a legend in my own mind. Anybody there beside me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why is the Lord speaking this to you today? Because God wants to encourage you. God wants to lift you up. Amen? That no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, that God is here. Amen. That he loves you. Amen. And that he has a plan in every heart and every life of each and every one of us that is in this room. Amen. And God knew exactly who would be here. Amen. And he says to us in Colossians chapter 1, verse number 21. The Apostle Paul says that you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind. In your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. And the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Then there's that big clause. If. Hello? There's an if here. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature, which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
God's asked and calling us to be calm, to be cool, and to be collected. In Ephesians chapter 4, if you haven't noticed but yet, I'm a word man. Amen. He said faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. He never said faith comes by Carl. He never said faith comes by Carl's thoughts. He never said faith comes by Carl's ways. He says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. And the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 4:15, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Amen? So in closing today, for us to remain calm, cool, and collected, look with me in Philippians chapter 4. Verse number 6. The Apostle Paul says this to the church at Philippi. He said, be careful or be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts in minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. So what God is saying to us today is he's prepared a way for you and I to stay calm, to stay cool, and to stay collected together.